The Katniss Chronicles. Based on the novel The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Episode 1, The Reaping. Adapted by Tony Caballero. Starring Barbara Dillon as Katniss Everdeen.
Citizens, welcome to the Pan Am One Network. I'm Bet Butley.
And I'm Lenia Moulton.
And for the next 7 days, we'll be bringing you all the latest Hunger Games treats and tidbits right up to the games.
And the games themselves, Bet.
That's right, Lenia. From the riches of District 1 to the coal mines of District 12, we'll be your essential Hunger Games hosts. And it all starts today with The Reaping.
Now, in its generosity, the Capitol has given everyone time to prepare for this most exciting day.
Oh, I bet most people aren't sleeping in today, Linnea.
I know. I was up before dawn, Bet.
So, we'll be back with more coverage of today's Reaping after these important messages. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
When I wake up, the other side of the bed is cold and empty.
Prim?
I sit up, and in the early light, I see my little sister in my mother's bed, cocooned against her, their cheeks pressed together. She looks so much younger than 12. I decide to let her sleep. It's reaping day. My fifth one, and her first.
Fine, Buttercup. You watch her, I'll be back in a bit.
Buttercup hates me. I think he still remembers how I tried to drown him in a bucket when Prim brought him home. She begged so hard that I finally broke down and let her keep the mangy wormy thing. That choice fell to me, since Mother still wasn't talking at that point. But he turned out to be good for vermin control. Mice, rats, even an occasional bird. Sometimes when I clean them, I feed him the entrails. He's even stopped hissing at me. Entrails, no hissing. This is the closest we will ever come to love. Our part of District 12 is called the Scene. Usually it's crawling with miners headed out to the morning shift. Men and women with hunched shoulders who have long since stopped trying to scrub the coal dust out from under their nails. But right now, it's empty. The reaping isn't until 2 o'clock. It's a holiday. People without children are sleeping late. People with children probably aren't. I stopped to make sure the electric fence is still dead. We're lucky to only get 2 or 3 hours of electricity in the evening, so it's usually safe to touch. But I always listen carefully for that telltale hum before I slide under a loose section and into what little freedom I have. As soon as I'm in the trees, I retrieve a bow and sheath of arrows from a hollow log. The fence is supposed to keep the man-eaters out, but there's food out here if you know how to find it. My father knew and taught me some before he was blown to bits in a mine explosion. There was nothing even to bury. I was 11 then. 5 years later, I still wake up screaming for him to run.
Hey, Catnip, look what I shot.
Gale, my hunting partner and probably my best friend. He holds up an arrow and I almost laugh at what's on it.
Oh my God, Gale. It's bread, real bread. Oh, it's still warm. What did it cost you?
Just a squirrel. Think the old man was feeling sentimental this morning. Even wish me luck.
Prim gave me a small cheese for reaping day.
Ooh, thank you, Prim. We'll have a picnic. I almost forgot. Happy Hunger Games. May the odds
be ever in your favor.
I watch as Gale pulls out his knife and slices the bread. Straight black hair, olive skin, even the same gray eyes. He could be my brother, but we're not related, at least not closely. Most families in the scene have this look.
Pick some berries while I fix this.
This is why my mother and Prim, with their light hair and blue eyes, look so out of place. My mother's parents ran an apothecary in the nicer section of District 12, and my father got to know my mother because he would collect medicinal herbs and sell them to her shop to be brewed into remedies. She must have really loved him to leave her home for the seam. I try to remember that when all I can see is the woman who sat by, blank and unreachable, while her children turned to skin and bones. I try to forgive her for my father's sake. But to be honest, I'm not the forgiven type.
Don't pick them all. Leave some for next time.
We settle back in a nook in the rocks and watch the woods teem with life around us. The food's wonderful, with the cheese seeping into the warm bread and the berries bursting in our mouths. Everything would be perfect if this were a real holiday. If we didn't have to be in the square at 2 o'clock, waiting to see whose names would be called out, whose families would be shattered.
We could do it, you know.
What?
Leave the district, run off, live in the woods. You and I, we could make it.
With your sister. And 2 little brothers. And Prim.
It's only 6.
And you might as well throw in our mothers, because how would they survive without us? Even now, with both of us hunting, there are still nights we go to bed hungry.
Well, if we didn't have so many kids...
They're not our kids, of course. But they might as well be. I never want to have kids.
I might. If I didn't live here.
You should. You won't have any trouble finding a wife. I can tell by the way girls whisper about you when you walk past them in school.
Jealous?
Yeah. Good hunting partners are hard to find.
Forget it. Let's just fish. We can leave the poles and forge in the woods.
Where's all this talk of having kids come from? There's never been anything romantic between Gale and me. When we met in the woods, I was a skinny 12-year-old. And although he was only 2 years older, he already looked like a man. It took a long time for us to even become friends. To stop haggling over every trade and begin helping each other out.
Think that's enough? We can stop by the hob on the way back.
Too bad we didn't run across any wild dog for Greasy Say.
Once it's in the pot, I'll call it beef, dearie.
The hob was an abandoned warehouse that once held coal. But once they figured out how to load coal directly onto the trains, it sat abandoned until the black market moved in. Even with most of the shops closed for reaping day, the hob is still fairly busy. We quickly trade 6 of our fish for good bread and the other 2 for salt. True to form, Greasy Say takes 1/2 our greens in exchange for some paraffin chunks and asks about dog.
Sorry, Say. Maybe next time.
All right. Well, you know where to bring it if you do. Ain't no one from the scene gonna turn up their nose at no good-legged dog.
After the hob, we have 1 last stop to make before home. The mayor is fond of strawberries and can afford our price. But when we get there, it's not the housekeeper who opens the back door for us.
Hello, Katniss. Gale.
Being the mayor's daughter, you'd think that Madge would be a snob. But she mainly keeps to herself, like me. Because of that, we seem to end up a lot together at school. But today... Her drab school uniform has been replaced by an expensive white dress with a small circular gold pin and her blonde hair done up in a pink ribbon.
Pretty dress.
From the look she gives him, she isn't sure if it's a compliment or a dig.
Well, if I end up going to the Capitol, I want to look nice.
You won't be going to the Capitol. What can you have? 5 entries? I had 6 alone when I was 12.
That's not her fault.
No, it's no one's fault. Just the way it is.
Good luck, Katniss.
Thanks for the berries.
Gale shouldn't have taken that dig at Madge. Yes, the reaping is unfair, with the poor getting the worst of it. It's all about the numbers. You become eligible for the reaping the day you turn 12. That year, your name's entered once. At 13, twice. And so on, until you reach 18, when your name goes into the pool 7 times.
Did you see that pin on her dress? That could keep my family in bread for 6 months. And she's never even had to consider adding for Tesserae.
And there's the catch. Say you're poor and starving, and you can choose to add your name more times in exchange for Tesserae. Each Tesserae is worth a meager year's supply of grain and oil for one person. You can do this for each of your family members as well. So, at the age of 12, I entered my name 4 times. Once because I had to, and 3 more times for Tesserae for food and grain and oil for me, Prim, my mother, to keep us all alive come winter. In fact, I've had to do this every year. And the entries are cumulative. So now, at the age of 16, my name will be in the reaping 20 times. Gale, who is 18 and has been single-handedly feeding a family of 5 for 7 years.
How many do you have this year?
42.
It's useless to worry about things like that that are out of our control. I've listened to Gale rant in the woods about how the Tesserae are just another tool to cause misery here, to keep those who have and those who don't from ever trusting one another. And we might talk about it, like we always do, in the woods, not in town where people might hear. If it wasn't reaping day, if a girl with a gold pin and no Tesserae hadn't made an innocent comment. It's all about the numbers.
Here. Here's your share.
Thanks. See you in the square.
Wear something pretty.
I'm home. And I've got a feast for tonight. Fish, bread, and fresh strawberries.
Katniss, look! It's your first reaping outfit, and it almost fits me. Maybe it'll bring me luck.
As I take a quick bath, Mother puts the spoils of our hunt away for later. We'll have a celebration on it, while 2 families will shutter their windows and try to figure out a way to survive. 2, a number. Luck. To my surprise, my mother has laid out one of her own lovely dresses for me, a soft blue thing with matching shoes.
Are you sure?
Of course. Let's put your hair up, too. Sit down, I'll braid it.
I know she's trying. Her clothes from the past are very precious to her. And I'm trying to get past rejecting offers of help from her. For a while, I was so angry I wouldn't allow her to do anything for me.
All finished.
Oh, Katniss. You look beautiful.
And nothing like myself.
You look exactly like yourself. I'll check the stew.
Come here, Prim. Here, give me a hug. Your first reaping. I know you're scared, but you're as safe as can be. You didn't take any Tesserae, so don't be worried.
I'm not worried about that.
She's scared about me. That the unthinkable might happen. That my name might come out today. Numbers. I protect Prim in any way I can, but against the reaping, I'm powerless. All I can do is stay calm and keep her calm.
Oh, look at you. Your blouse has come unpinned in back. You look like a little duck.
Quack.
Quack yourself. Come on. It's almost time.
Welcome back, citizens. This is Bette Butley with Linnea Moten, and the fun is about to start with the reaping. So, Linnea, tell us what we're looking at.
Greetings, Bette.
This is a live feed from the town square in District 12, and you can see how crowded it's getting as the excited boys and girls wait to sign in.
I bet no one's playing hooky today.
Oh, no, Bet. Attendance is mandatory here, and peacekeepers will be making the rounds tonight of anyone who wasn't here today.
Ouch! I wouldn't want to get a visit from them. And here we can see the potential tributes signing in. It doesn't look like there are a lot of good choices this year, are there?
Well, Bet, District 12 is known for having some weaker stock in that department. In 74 years, they've only had 2 champions, with only one still alive. And that's Haymitch Abernathy.
Well, I guess everybody beats the odds at some point, right, Linnea?
Right you are, Bet. And we'll take a closer look at those odds after these commercials!
Caddis, what are those things perched on the roofs?
Cameras.
They look like buzzards.
They are, Prim. Come on. Now remember, be good, be quiet, and be safe. I'll see you after the reaping is over. After signing in, I lead Prim into the roped area for the 12 to 18-year-olds. At 12, her section is at the back. Mine, near the front. One last hug. And all that's left is the event itself. I find myself standing by Madge, just like in school. 2 loners, together. Madge, I'm...
Shh.
It's almost time. In front of us is a podium with 3 chairs and 2 large glass balls full of small paper slips. 1 ball for the boys and 1 for the girls. In the girls' ball, 20 slips have the name Katniss Everdeen on them. 1 says Primrose Everdeen. Numbers again.
Oh my God. Look at Effie. Is her hair pink?
It matches the green suit.
And we're back, live at the District 12 reaping, as Effie Trinket, who is looking splendid, I might add, is about to mount the ceremonial stage. She'll be accompanying the chosen District 12 tributes to the Capitol.
Bet, it's no secret that Effie would prefer to be in one of the more successful districts. She mentions it to me every year.
Well, with this year's group, she may be waiting a long time.
Oh, Bet, you're awful. And it looks like we're about to begin. Mayor Undersea of District 12 is approaching the mic.
Let's listen in.
Good day. This is a story of Panna, which bloomed out of the ashes of a decadent country called North America.
It's the same story he recites every year. He lists the disasters, the droughts, the storms, the fires, the encroaching seas that swallowed up the land, the brutal war for what was left.
But then, Panem rose up, a shining capital which brought peace and prosperity to its citizens. Tragically, some people were not content to let them help, and they brought about the dark days.
In the dark days, the districts rose up against the capital. 12 were defeated. The 13th district was obliterated for its folly. The dark days are the reason we can't travel between districts without permission. The dark days are the reason I have to hide my bow and arrow in the woods.
Afterwards, to guarantee no more of the same folly, our founders drafted the Treaty of Treason. New laws to guarantee peace and safety. And as a reminder that the dark days must never be repeated, it gave us the Hunger Games.
The rules of the Hunger Games are simple. As punishment for the uprising, each of the 12 districts must provide 1 boy and 1 girl called tributes to participate. The 24 tributes will be imprisoned in a vast outdoor arena that could hold anything from a burning desert to a frozen wasteland. Over a period of several weeks, they must fight to the death. The last tribute standing wins a life of ease back home, and their district is showered all year with gifts of grain and oil, and even delicacies like sugar. From 24 to 1. More numbers.
The Hunger Games are a time of festivities and patriotism. It is both a time for repentance and a time for thanks.
Taking the kids from the districts and forcing them to kill one another while we watch. This is the Capitol's way of reminding us we are at their mercy. Whatever words they use, the real message is clear. Look how easily we can take and sacrifice your children. If you rise up again, we will destroy every last one of you.
For their honor and courage is the greatest.
Damn it. Did I miss it? Because I hate to miss a big party.
And it looks like Haymitch Abernathy has made an appearance after all, Bet.
Drunk as usual. And look at how he's fighting back as Effie Trinket and Mayor Undersea try to get him seated and quieted down.
Bet, this can't be easy for Effie or the mayor. You can clearly tell they know this is making District 12 look like the laughing stock of Panem.
Haymitch, please. They're broadcasting this to all the districts in the capital.
Effie, give us a hug. Come on.
Hey,
come
Mitch.
On. Oh, why is your hair pink?
Please.
Yes.
Effie, why don't you continue? Ladies and gentlemen, Effie Trinket.
Happy Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Well, what an honor it is to be here today.
It's a joke. Because everyone knows she's just aching to get moved up to a better district where they have proper victors, not drunks who molest you in front of the entire nation. But then I think of Gale, with his 42 names in the boys' ball. The odds are not in his favor, not compared to a lot of other boys.
Well, let's get to it, shall we? Ladies first.
As she draws it out, all I can think about are the numbers. 20 for me, 42 for Gale, 5 for Madge, thousands of slips, 24 tributes, 1 champion. Over and over, and I'm nearly nauseous and so desperately hoping it's not me. It's not me. It's not me.
Primrose Everdeen!
The District 12 female tribute has been selected. Do you see her yet?
Oh, she's in the back. One of the younger ones.
Her shirt is coming loose in the back. The shirt I tucked in. And I had done everything I could. Everything!
Oh, she looks so young. Sort of pale and scared, to be honest. Not the best beginning strategy, most would say. Bet?
I have to agree with you. Primrose? Is that her name? Yes, unfortunately, Primrose does not look like the kind of tribute District 12 needs in order to have a stake in this year's games.
The numbers are filling my head. 42, 30, 24. And Prim was only one slip. One. In thousands. The odds had been entirely in her favor, but it hadn't mattered. There's only one last way to protect Prim now.
Prim! Prim!
Katniss, wait!
Let me go, Madge! No, take me! Take me,